Hey there, welcome to the 5-minute heartburn to heartbeat segment on Dealership Fix It. This is where I ask two questions of a guest and we see if we can get a quick bad and good on what they see right now in the space we occupy. Today I've got Jeffrey P. McNulty on. He is the author of The Ultimate Retail Manual. He's a retail educator and trainer and many other things. But let's kick it right off. Jeffrey, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome. Obviously, thank you for having me on. It's an honor.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've got you a full episode that listeners who hear this should watch for or listen to, where we delve into a whole lot of stuff about who you are and the insights you can bring to retail. But let's jump right into question number one. It's the heartburn side. Question number one, what is one thing in the retail space right now that's giving you some heartburn?
I think this is an episode for Tums, I believe, right?
Or Rolaids. <Yes.
laughs> Hey, are they a sponsor, by the way?
They might be now.
No, that's we could have a whole show on this right here. Let's try to keep this a little bit more timely. I think one thing about retail that gives me heartburn is when I see retail leaders abusing employees with their position of authority. I just recently posted, I think it was yesterday, about the true servant leaders. They lead with heart energy, and it kind of ties into your mm-hmm. your thing about heartburn. I've witnessed some horrible leadership during my 30 years in retail with 8 different retailers. It bothers me to see retailers taking advantage of employees. You know, to me, in my personal opinion, leadership is an honor. It's a gift, and it should be treated with reverence and humility. It really should be. It's an honor. And not everybody can be a leader, and that's okay. You know, like we've talked about before, I'm not going to be a great mechanic. You know, it's just not in me, you know, so I'm not going to try to be a good mechanic. You know, I'm going to try to be good at what I'm good at. And I believe that everybody has value. Everybody, if you tap into their intrinsic motivation is a fancy word of saying internal motivation. And it's something that people do that they love to do. They don't want to get paid for it. It's their passions, their hobbies, their pastimes. And I find by speaking with individuals at whatever business you're in or stores you're in, I was always able to tap into somebody to find out what they're passionate about. We always found some common ground, be it exercise or music or movies or sports or whatever it is. And you find out what their intrinsic motivation is. And you'll find out that they have some talents and some passions. And then the great leaders, the servant leaders, they find a way to maximize that talent, those innate abilities and gifts, and they put them in positions to succeed. But the key is, Brian, you got to get to know the people. So I hate to see people, they get promoted, and I saw this throughout my entire career. They get promoted for the power, the money, the ego, the position, you know, the influence, and they're hurting people. So a quick story I learned about leadership was in 1993. I was a department manager at Home Depot in Pompano Beach, Florida. It's a suburb of Fort Lauderdale. And it was a Friday afternoon, and I had the weekend off, and I wanted to go out partying at the clubs in South Beach, which, you know, at that age, it's where you go. And I was running to my car to go home, get something to eat, take a shower, and head out. And I thought, oh, my God, I didn't write the schedule. So I ran back in real quick, got a pencil, wrote the schedule, gave everybody their time off. Everybody got what they needed, and I left. I come back on Monday afternoon. I was closing for the day. And the department had a weird vibe to it. I'm like, what's going on? So I brought my backup over and said, hey, what's going on, man? Did something happen? He goes, yeah, man. Do you see the schedule you wrote? I'm like, no, did I miss something? He's like, man, it looks like you wrote it like you were on the toilet. I'm like, what? So I went back and looked at the schedule. He was right. I pencil whipped it. And at that moment, it hit me that, you know what? I'm responsible. I had 17 people working for me in Inside Guard. 17 different people. Now, it's not just them. It's their families and their schedules and their lives. So I immediately went around to everybody working. I made sure I got to all 17 people. It took me 3 or 4 days because some people were working part-time night shifts, you know, stuff like that. And I apologized to every single person. And I said, that'll never happen again. And from that point on, I was using block lettering, highlighters. I put it in a plastic sheath. And I realized early on how much of a shadow we cast. And I was just the department manager. We'll magnify that if you're an assistant manager or a store manager or a district manager or a CEO, your circle of influence by what your actions are. So I always want to see people that, you know, I used to ask people this one question every time when they wanted to get promoted. I said, why do you want to get promoted? And if there wasn't people in there somewhere, that was a red flag. Mm-hmm. You know, I need to make more money, or, you know, I want to be able to, you know, do what I want to do and make my own decisions. And there's nothing wrong with having some autonomy and doing that, but it's all about people. So that's something that gives me heartburn, Brian, to see. I walk into stores sometimes and I got to hold back when I hear a manager that's ripping an associate or something. I want to pull the guy aside and say, dude, man, what are you doing? You know, sometimes I have to stand by and just say, you know, it's not my, I can't save the world. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But the point is, it's just something that really, it triggers me, because, you know, I learned a lot of more what not to do from leaders than what to do. So you can always learn, but there's pain, and your leadership is affecting people negatively if you don't really care about people.
Well, perfect. That's and I'm with you absolutely on the heartburn. That's a heartburn topic for me too. Question number two is the flip side of that coin. One thing right now that's giving you a strong heartbeat in or about the retail space.
Well, that's probably a multi-pronged answer there. I love to see the fact that retail leaders are embracing their frontline employees. I love to see that they're getting bonuses and extra time off and schedule flexibility. And these retailers are realizing how important these frontline employees are. I mean, if you look what they had to do, retailers were considered, mandatory. What was the word back in the day with COVID? Essential businesses. So they stayed open. And these employees were getting hammered from mask wearing and social distancing from people, and it wasn't their fault, and people were scared, and they were going through a lot. And you know, the job's hard enough to begin with. You know, any retail employee or leader, I have the utmost respect for, and I applaud and commend them for what they're doing, because I worked at 8 different retailers in 5 states over 30 years, and I can tell you now it's a very hard job. So it's something I really like to see, that they're getting the recognition and the rewards that they deserve, richly deserve. The second thing I'm happy about is most of the retailers are investing in their infrastructure, their fulfillment strategies, their supply chain, the strategies that they have that are focused on employees. You know, they're paying for colleges now, or college educations for some of their employees, or some of the retailers are doing that. And it's just nice to see that the focus is now going back to where it should be, which is on the employees. And I'm super passionate about recognizing and rewarding 4 different segments. Normally you hear take care of the customer, or you take care of the employee. Well, there's leaders involved and there's vendors involved. All 4 are part of the same symbiotic circle. Mm-hmm. And they're all should be recognized and rewarded equally, because the point is they all are needed to make it work. You know, I used to always ask, well, why is the customer more important than the employee? Well, they pay your salary. Well, if there's no employees, they can't pay a salary, because there's going to be no one taking care of the customers. Mm-hmm. And what about the leaders? You know, so I like to see that these companies are starting to recognize and reward that. And that's something that really, really makes me feel good. It brings joy and happiness to my heart to see these retailers that are stepping up. And that's one of the silver linings of the pandemic is the frontline employees were put on the spotlight was shined on them. And they're like, wow, these individuals are very, very important. You know, they don't just do menial jobs. And I used to tie into a heartburn one. I used to hate the word peon, just to backtrack shortly. I hate the word peon. What does that mean? Everybody's important. Everybody plays a role in the success of a company. You know, if you look at every successful sports team, yeah, they have superstars, but it takes all the athletes to make it work. So, yeah, but it's nice to see the changes that are happening with the pandemic. And you and I have always spoken about this before. There's always silver linings in anything, that's usually most things. I shouldn't say anything. You know, I had to put down a few animals. I don't know the silver lining there, but the point is, maybe they're not in pain anymore. Maybe that's the silver lining, but usually there's silver linings in anything bad that happens. But I think the retail sector is going in the right directions. We were over retailed and now we're much more streamlined. And other than the 4 major economic indicators that were external that hit, you know, with inflation and the pandemic still lingering, supply chain, and of course, waning consumer confidence, I think if that didn't hit all at once, I think the retail sector would be humming along right now with all the innovative enhancements they've made, all the investments in all the key core metric categories. So I think retail is doing very, very well considering what they've had to experience.
I agree. Jeffrey, thanks so much for jumping on and sharing your heartburn to heartbeat with the Dealership Fix It audience.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.